She gave him a speculative look, which he returned with the blandest of smiles. He no longer doubted that very soon after getting her charges to Old Caris, Angelique Panda was going to find herself admitted to another circle. In the meantime, he rather enjoyed watching the razor-edged brain behind that thoughtful expression, trying to figure out just how he managed such incredibly accurate weather predictions. Among other things.
"I'm glad to hear it," she said after a moment.
Then she looked around the cavernous warehouse again and shook her head.
"I'm actually going to miss this place," she sighed.
"May I ask what sort of arrangements you've made for your enterprises here in Zion after you, depart?" he inquired, and she shrugged.
"I was tempted to leave them all up and running, actually," she confessed. "I spent so long putting them together in the first place that giving them up is almost like an amputation. I hadn't expected to feel that way about it, but I have to admit I do. And once I finally admitted that to myself, I also discovered I was trying to convince myself that maintaining them long distance would provide me with a valuable operational base here in Zion. One that might come in handy for doing Clintan and his cronies a mischief some fine day."
She shook her head, her jaw tightening, and he saw bleak hatred flicker deep in her eyes as she gazed at something only she could see. "But," he prompted after a moment when she paused.
"What?"
She gave herself a shake, blinked, and refocused on him.
"Oh, sorry. I was just thinking."
"I realize that. But from what you were saying, it sounds like you've decided against trying to keep them in operation."
"Yes,"
she shrugged.
"The way I have things arranged right now, all of my Zion business interests will either be quietly liquidated or else transferred to the ownership of the people who've managed them for me all along. I decided a long time ago that it would be better to quietly fold my tent and bury my tracks than to have a dozen or so businesses suddenly and mysteriously go out of business about the same time Angelique Panda disappeared into thin air. Besides, most of the people who have worked for me, even if most of them never realize they were working for me, if you understand my meaning, have done their jobs well." She shrugged again. "I think of this as a sort of retirement settlement."
"I can see that," he nodded. "On the other hand, I suspect that rewarding them for their loyalty and hard work isn't the only thing on your mind."
"It isn't,"
she looked up at him.
"If any single thing under heaven is certain, Abraham, it's that Clinton's going to tighten his grip throughout all the mainland realms. He probably won't be able to wrap Sidarmark up as tightly as he'd like to, or not until he's done a lot more preparation work in the Republic, at any rate. But the other kingdoms, the empires, those he's going to rule with an iron fist in Mother Church's name. And if he's going to be doing that anywhere, you know his control is going to be tighter and even more restrictive here in Zion than anywhere else. So, tempting though it was to hang on to a toehold here, I can't possibly justify exposing all of these people to potential punishment as agents of Shan Wei. I've been very careful to avoid traceable connections between any of my operations here in Zion and the Circle. I'm not going to endanger people who have worked for me for so long by tying them into active operations against the Temple now that Clinton's so obviously out for blood."
"I see. Of course." He smiled thinly at her. "That does rather imply that you intend to maintain those active operations against the Temple once you're safely out of Zion yourself, now doesn't it?"
"Oh, I think you can rely on that, Abraham,"
she said very softly, and no one would ever have mistaken the tight flash of her white teeth for a smile.
"I'm a very wealthy woman, you know," she continued. "Even after giving up all of my affairs here in Zion, I'm still going to find myself quite well off. You'd be amazed. Well, you might not be, but most people would, by the amounts I've got stashed away in accounts in Telisburg or with the house of Quentin in Sidamark? From what you and Adarai have both said, I think I can probably count on Emperor Caleb and Empress Charlian to keep a roof over my head, too. In which case, all of that money, and all of my mainland contacts, will be available to help me do my very best to make Jasper Clinton's life a living hell. And, her dark eyes flashed with hungry fire, as short as humanly possible.